Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. For all you folks that are wondering how last week's wreck came out, the cow that reacted to a vaccination, she was on her feet when we got back from her drive. I took her north in the trailer, and she calved the next day. I appreciate you folks being concerned. I spent more time on other people's places helping work cattle this past week than I did on my own. I really enjoy doing day work on other ranches. Unfortunately, it doesn't help me stay caught up here on the home place, so I have to be careful about how often I get into these jobs. Part of why I enjoy helping on other outfits is that you see other ways of doing things. The cattle business, like the world in general, is a lot more complicated than meets the eye. No one has all the answers. I've spent most of my life working around livestock, and no matter how much I've seen, I had better be ready for something new when I ride into someone else's cow herd. Good livestock skills work everywhere, but the distance from which they are applied usually takes some adjustment. I suppose the main pleasure I get from helping on other people's places is being around other stockmen. They are the kind of folks that appreciate your best efforts and don't get too hot under the collar when things don't go as planned. It is encouraging to be around an 80-year-old grandpa who still enjoys coming to work every day, and exciting to see his grandson trying to get a start in the cow business. It's great to get to know a friend of over 30 years even better, learning from them lessons they were not intending to teach, lessons that go far beyond what is important in the pasture or the corral, but that just might make our corner of the world a better place. A well-known but little-discussed fact to the cowboy trade is that no matter how many bruises, bashes, aches, or pains you come home with from working with livestock, you still had more fun than you would have staying home and fixing fence. This morning we're going to go up to Montana and ride along with D.W. Guthrie as he works on the fence.
When it comes to vexation and ire, ain't nothing gets my dander higher than being out in the sticks trying to fix 100-year-old strands of wire. They crisscross in jumbles and knots in places God's all but forgot, hanging from posts that gave up the ghost way back when Valentino was hot. You can randomly pick any stretch of 30-odd feet, and you'll fetch 10 distinct types of wire, 40 knots, and a quire of whatever the wind lets it catch. As a functioning tool, it's a bust. There's no metal in here. It's all rust that with one careless stare will drop through the air to that gumbo's gray mud crackling crust. Now, a tradition out here every spring says you light out and fix the dang thing. Though any old dope can see it's past hope, you still go and give it a fling. And as soon you'll hitch up two loose ends that's fell and click that old stretcher until she's snug, tight, and fit. Oh, you know you should quit. But a little voice says, what the hell? So you give her just one tiny squeeze. And the whole time you're saying, Lord, please, if I can just click one more, you'll see me Sunday for sure. Heck, I'm already down on my knees. But a fool and his wire are soon parted. And you're sitting right back where you started, with a mouth full of cuss and words blasphemous. It's no place for them that's weak-hearted. And rocks. Rocks here are thicker than sin. So there's posts that are barely sunk in. The fact that they're there proves the power of prayer answers many a shaky amen. And there's willow and cedar and steel, stone johnnies. But hey, let's get real. In this fencing game, finding two posts the same in a row, that's a big deal. And when it comes to rankling your craw, you can't beat the bottoms of draws. When it's hotter than blazes, and there's nothing that phases the bugs as they chew your hide raw. No such a thing as just one. Ha, they're like clouds. They blot out the sun. Mosquitoes and gnats, flies, big as small cats, that nothing on earth can outrun. Well, eventually you've had enough fun. And you wind up back where you begun. So with fingers well crossed, you lie to the boss. She's like, no, I got her all done. Till next spring, when you'll once more commence this time-honored ritual nonsense. What strikes me as odd is that cows, us, and God all pretend that dang thing's a fence.